The Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 2, Mishnah 6. Says the Mishnah, Ilu Dvarim Shel Goyim Asurim, these objects of a Goy of a non-Jew are Asur. Vein Isur Nisr Hana. However, the prohibition is just to eat them. They're not prohibited to derive benefit to have Hana. Chalav Shech Halavai Goy, milk that a non-Jewish person milked the cow. Vein Yisro Ariyehu. It's not being overseen by a Jewish person. This is the prohibition of Chalav Stam, of buying milk that doesn't have supervision. It's also according to this Mishnah. It's also also according to the Shulchan Aruch, because we're nervous that maybe the guy put some other type of milk, of a non-kosher animal perhaps, into it. And even though in the United States today there are many people who follow Ramosha Feinstein's tshuva, that since there's the FDA, that's considered oversight, and we're not suspicious that maybe they mixed in a different type of milk. Nevertheless, many people follow Ramosha's concluding words, that a person who is Hirish Shammai, the Ben Taira, should try to be meticulous and keep the Salach and Shulchan Aruch. Similarly, v'hapas v'hashemen shalahem, bread and oil that a non-Jewish person baked or made is aser. And the reason for that is because of iser chaslos, the Gemara teaches us, because eating their bread and using their oil brings a certain intimate closeness, and we're concerned that eventually our children or us may come to intermarry with them as well. Because of this, pas nachtoim, which is pas palter, the bread of a baker, we don't have this prohibition, and it's not aser. Rebbe Ubeis Dinoi, Rebbe and his bezin, this actually is not Rebbe Yudah Nasi that wrote the Mishnah, it's actually his grandson who was a Nasi, he tiru b'shemen. Later in history, they permitted oil of a non-Jew. This was actually inserted into the Mishnah later. And the reason for that is because it wasn't accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. They saw it wasn't an issue, so they reversed this halacha. Ushlakos, anything that's cooked by a non-Jewish person, even if it's cooked in a Jewish person's kelim, in his own home, the halacha is that it's asr as bishulei nachim, something cooked by a non-Jewish person, again, because of iser chaslos. And the very practical ramifications of this is if a person has a non-Jewish woman working in their manor, or working in their house, who's their personal, you know, chef, or even just the cleaning woman, or, you know, hired help, they're not allowed to cook. And we'd have to put on the flame for them. There's certain heterim, there's certain food objects that are permissible, but generally, bishulakim, food cooked by a non-Jewish person, even in kasher kelim, is prohibited. Ukvashim, and similarly, pickled foods of a goy, shadak and lasas l'teichin yayim mechaymitz, that offer in the pickling process, they put in wine or vinegar from wine. Halacha is that that's asar and achila, and we saw that there's a machalikas in the Mishnah, if that's also asar ben hana. V'taris terufa, taris was a small little type of fish, and it was cut into tiny little pieces. When they're whole, you could tell that they're, if they're kosher or not, because they have fins or scales, but when they're chopped up, it's impossible to know if they're a kosher fish or not, therefore it's asar. Vitzir and fish juice ain't badug of kilbis shaytetespoy, that doesn't have kilbis. What's kilbis? Gemara says that in brine of kosher fish there grows some little type of fish called kilbis, and it only grows in kosher fish. So if you don't find it, we're suspect that maybe it's not kosher fish. Ve'achilak, chilak are small little kosher fish that don't grow fins and scales until they're older, so you don't know if they're actually the kosher type or not. Ve'koyret shel chiltis, and a certain type of sharp, I don't know if it's a pepper or some type of vegetable that they would cut with non-kosher knives, and because the non-kosher knives were used for non-kosher objects, they make the sharp vegetable or pepper asr. Omelech salkointis, salt that is mixed with other types of seasoning. Often they would put in fat of a pig or of non-kosher fish. Harei elu, all these things asurin, they're asr to be eaten. V'eini surin isur hana. But the prohibition is not to derive benefit. Wish you an amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.